This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, and protector of one and all. وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Blessings and salutations upon beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and all his companions and all those who followed him and who are following him up to this day and who shall follow him up to the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has guided us to this. Had it not been for his guidance, we would have never been guided to this. It is solely through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his acceptance that he has made us from amongst the Muslimin and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honored ulama, beloved brothers, dearest sisters and listeners, tonight being the most blessed eve of Jumu'ah and a Friday, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us acceptance and to give us the extra reward for having stood in Salatul Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly bless all those who have facilitated such a venue, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them and for all of us as well. In some of the verses that were read in last night's Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a very interesting story of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And I'd like to go back to last night's Taraweeh and mention this story in order to extract from it some points of benefit. The story is regarding Abel and Cain, Habil and Qabil. These were two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and one of them became jealous of the other when Abel or Habil had actually given forth a sadaqah. And at that time, the sign of acceptance of a sadaqah was that a fire used to come and eat it up. If the fire ate it from the top of the mountain, it meant that the sadaqah was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a fire did not eat it, that means it was not accepted. So Habil happened to be a shepherd, and he took some of the best of his sheep in order to give as a sadaqah, and he put them on the mount, and he found that the fire had eaten it after some time. Whereas when Qabil came with his crop, he put it forth, but he had chosen to give the low grade crop, the crop which was what I would like to term today reject, which means the lowest grade of the crop that he had, and he put it forth. It was not accepted. The fire did not come and eat it. So he had an argument with his own brother. Regarding what? The virtue that Allah had given his own brother. Allah chose his brother over him, and he became jealous against his own brother. From this we also learn that when a person becomes jealous of something that Allah has given somebody else, their fight is not with that person. It is with Allah. They are disagreeing with what Allah has decided, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So it is very dangerous to the iman of a person when he or she becomes jealous of others and becomes jealous of what Allah has granted them. Then it led to something else. What did it lead to? It led to a fight, a physical fight. And that physical fight led to Qabil killing Habil. That was the first murder that was committed on earth, and the first death that happened on earth. And when he did this, he immediately regretted. And he felt that he would take his wife and he would take the corpse of his brother and run off into the lands, into the flat lands further up, very far away from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So he absconded, and now came the question, how to dispose of this corpse. And it was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no sooner did this thought go to his mind or pass his mind, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two crows. One killed the other, and then dug a hole, buried it, and closed it. So immediately he thought, why can't I do this to my brother? Not realizing that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was teaching man how to dispose of the dead. And immediately, without wasting time, he dug a hole and he buried his brother. Later on, the next death to occur in mankind was the death of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam himself, wherein the angels had come and taught him precisely how today we would bury our dead. The angels taught him, and then they said, or the angels taught those who were left, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, how to bury their father. And then they told them, هَذِهِ سُنَّتُكُمْ, this is the method you shall follow from now on. What we have to learn from this is, Alhamdulillah, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have beautiful facilities. We have so much. We have so many people who help at the time of death, that when it happens, most of us who don't even know what should be done, automatically everything starts falling into place. May Allah grant a full reward to those who are involved in assisting when it comes to burial. But there is one issue that we are sometimes unmindful of. That is the issue of delaying burial. It is un-Islamic to unnecessarily delay the burial of anyone. And normally what we would do, unfortunately, many of us would wait for relatives to come from distant lands. Yes, if it happens to make a 2 or 3 hour difference, inshallah, there won't be harm. But if there is more than 4, 5, 6 hour difference, have mercy on the deceased. And understand, it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the case of the original murder, He sent immediately crows to teach them what should be done, and immediately the body was buried. We should not delay. We should not unnecessarily delay. There is no fixed time frame in Islam, in the Sharia. But we are taught as soon as possible. Once the papers are ready, once everything is ready, the grave is there, there is no need to delay it. From a law point of view, then inshallah we should go ahead within the next few hours. Yes, if there is someone very important we are waiting for, the maximum we should give them is 2-3 hours. Again, I am saying this is not a strict Islamic time limit, but because we have to stick to as soon as possible, we should not unnecessarily delay to the following day or to late hours of the night when it is a hot summer's day, when the body begins to let off a smell, and that is the last thing that you will ever remember of this person. It is not healthy, it is not good, it is not Islamic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that 3 things should never be delayed. The first is salah. When the time of salah comes, don't say, yes, I know the last time is only at sunset for asr, or just prior to sunset, let me wait, let me delay. That is un-Islamic, it is incorrect. Similarly, the second thing is, when the janazah has come forth, do not delay it. That doesn't mean only the salah, but the burial itself, don't delay it unnecessarily, as soon as possible. And the third thing, where also we need lots and lots of attention, is nikah. Nikah should not be delayed. Once the two parties are happy, let the nikah go ahead so that even the phone calls thereafter become halal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Sometimes we delay unnecessarily and not realizing that in the process we are sinning and committing a grave crime which earns the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas both parties are in agreement that the nikah is going to go ahead. If you ask them when, they say 2010. Are they waiting for the World Cup? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly grant us lessons. I was just testing the waters here to see if everyone was awake, and alhamdulillah, it does seem to be the case. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a verse regarding the rules of the sharia of a person who has stolen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَاقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا جَزَاءً